What if I told you that there are 7 simple steps that you can take to start growing your business from $0 to $1 million this year? Now, as an entrepreneur, we all know how hard it is to grow and scale your business. I mean, listen, guys, we got to face it, right? Most of the time, it takes years to start seeing a profit in your business. And who has the time for that, right? But I believe that you can grow your business to $1 million in 2023. Now, I've come up with 7 simple steps that I want to share with you to help you achieve your goals. Now, fair warning, while these may be simple, they're not easy. So listen, folks, I want you to get ready for some hard work with the Start, Run, Grow shortcast. So here's the first step to actually create $1 million this year for your small business. The number one thing you have to do is to set your intention, right? Now, what I mean by that, your intention of making $1 million this year. Okay, so folks, listen, if you're struggling with the concept of making $1 million in 2023, you're struggling because it feels so far out there, right? You have to ask yourself this question. Why did you start your business? Why do you want to grow it? You know, you need to understand the why, right? You need to understand the why for the universe to hear your intentions and to set this intention into motion, all right? Your intentions help you to determine the clarity of your vision and even the purpose for your small business. Now, are you trying to get $1 million to buy a new home or to create a wonderful future for your children? If so, you don't want them to struggle like you did, right? Or even move to a new country. What's the reason, what's the why of you getting this $1 million in 2023? Okay, so now that you have the intention, right, for this year, for 2023, listen, I set my intention for my business to be $10 million in 10 years. That's my personal intention, right? And the reason for that is so that I can live where I want to and run the business, run business workshops and retreats, you know, while I'm overlooking the ocean, right? Everything I do today, every goal I set is helping me to achieve that overall intention. So you have to figure out what your intention is for your small business. Write it down and remind yourself of it every single day and of every single step in the process. Now, step number 2 is to become a value-driven professional. A value-driven professional. Now, a couple years ago, Donald Miller wrote a book which is called Business Made Simple. Business Made Simple, right? Now, Miller talks about the importance of becoming a value-driven professional. And after spending time in corporate America, listen, folks, I completely agree with his perception of becoming a value-driven professional, right? Now, if you haven't read the book, go to Amazon and grab yourself a copy. I really think it's a great read. It's a short read. I think you'll enjoy it, and it will be beneficial to you and your business narrative as you decide to become a business-driven or value-driven professional. So step number 3 is to uncover your gaps. Now, this is the third step to take, and of course, to evaluate and uncover your gaps to see where you are falling short, right? Now, remember this. This doesn't mean that you're doing something bad or that even that you're doing something wrong, okay? But what it does mean is that a lot of business leaders, right, particularly ones that I work with on a day-to-day basis, they're feeling like their gaps are a bad thing, okay? And the truth of the matter is that's not true, Okay? That's not a true thing. When you identify what is not working in your business, you can leverage other resources to help you grow. You have the knowledge to know what skills you need to actually level up. Okay? Now, the hard part, of course, is identifying what isn't working and why it's not working. So here's an example, right? You know, maybe you have a great business and a great business model that you're using, but you have no idea how to market it, okay? So you don't have the time to learn marketing. You don't have time to understand search engine optimization or how to best, use social media, SEO, whatever the case may be to grow your business, right? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So the first step is to identify what's missing, and then only when you uncover your gaps will you be able to create the right plan with the right strategies. So here's a long and short story, all right? Identifying your own gaps, of course, is challenging, but it's the only way to actually level up your business, okay? Folks, listen, if you don't know where to start, right, you don't know how you'll finish. And you don't know where in your business that you need to make improvement. Step number four, process and automation. So the next step, of course, step number four, is to review and revise your process and automate where needed. Now, look, I have to be honest. You know, adding in process and automation really is about technology, and it is a technical journey. And sometimes this takes a bit of forethought and even time. It also takes a clear mind and a certain skill set, to be honest, okay? So just because you don't have the right skill set doesn't mean that you can't learn it, all right? Now take it from me. I'm definitely not tech savvy, okay, when it comes to starting, you know, my business or even how to market the business. But I need to know certain skills to grow and scale my small business. So I taught myself over 20 to 30 applications in 1 year. You know, I don't recommend this to everybody, but this is something that I personally did. And of course, it paid off. So here's a couple recommendations, you know, that I want to share with you to figure out what you need to do first, right? Kind of point one, start by tracking what you do each day. Keep a diary, if you will, of your activities. What do you work on a day-to-day basis? The next thing that you want to do is to look at what tasks you need to do to make you the most money in the least amount of time. Okay, it's something to think about. And point three is that when you look at your tasks that you do on a day-to-day basis, where are you wasting your valuable time? Right? And figure out a new way to do that specific task, right? Hey, listen, do you need to hire someone to help you? Would you be better off developing some type of automated process to complete the tasks that you're working on a daily basis? It's something to think about, okay? So every step of my business growth required me to level up new skills and develop new processes. When my proposal process took me an hour and a half each day, each time I created a process or a proposal rather, I began to automate it, right? I looked for ways to automate that so that I can reduce the amount of time that I was spending. Now, you know, I can make changes to specific areas of my proposal without rewriting the whole thing each time. I mean, when you really think about it, right? It's a template that I follow, and I use the template, and of course, I fill in the blanks as I work with different customers with different needs. Then when my client tracking was taking me, for example, you know, 5 hours every Monday to process, I developed a monthly retainer system to save time processing my invoices. This is another way I was able to automate a process. Now, I want to share with you kind of what I would call a pro tip, right? One thing you have to remember, Mr. or Mrs. Business Owner, is that you are your most valuable asset. Now, there are tasks that only you can do in your business, right? Which means the rest can be done by, you know, an incredible employee that you hire or some type of automated system. So what you want to be able to do in 2023 is to spend time doing the things that you can do to grow your business, and then you delegate everything else. Now, the fifth step that you need to take is to create a clear and consistent messaging. Let me explain that, right? If you don't speak to your customer in a way that they understand and they can relate to, you're never going to make a profit, okay? You know, I meet and work with a lot of business owners that make the same mistake over and over again, right? They think their customers buy from them because they have a pretty website or because the customer likes them and they're, you know, they're part of their community, right? But folks, here's the reality. You know, that's not true, okay? Customers buy from you because they read and hear words that make them want to buy. It's called the customer's journey. And take the time to create a clear and consistent messaging for your business that tells a story, and invest in marketing that produces the actual results. You will be successful. When you talk about your business and even what you do, right? Or how much value you bring to people, you know, but the bottom line is if you can't get the word out, it doesn't matter. Okay. So if your messaging just isn't your thing, listen, don't worry. Okay. We got your back here at Start, Run, and Grow. So let's say, for example, you're not getting as many leads as you want to be profitable in your small business, right? So one thing that you want to create is some type of digital marketing strategy that works best for your industry. Now, one of the things that we can do, of course, is at Start, Run, and Grow, we can point you to the resources that you need to figure out how to employ them, okay, to employ this strategy. You know, maybe you need to raise more money, you know, if you're a nonprofit organization and you don't know where to find investors. Okay. So one of the things that we can do, or some type of business coach can do, is to introduce you to relevant people in our network, right? That we can port you to specialized consultants who will help you find funding sources, okay, for your small business. Point number six, keep growing and developing your new skills. Keep growing and developing your new skills. Now, to be a successful leader, you can never stop learning. In a fast-paced environment like we all experience, right? With social media, we've got the internet, we've got all these things that are grabbing for our attention. It's especially important to level up your knowledge and skill sets. Listen, not just on leadership, right? But on financial aptitude, on technology, on marketing, on even, you know, a team-based mindset. And there's even, you know, much, much more that you can actually improve your skill set on, right? Now, if you don't like or don't think you risk or run the risk of being left behind, you know, or beat out your competitors, take time to look at what's going on in your market, right? You want to be able to look at other people, your peers, your counterparts that invest in themselves to learn what they need to know to be successful. I know this is tough, right? But you got to know that this is true. And I'm saying this to you because I want you to be successful. We all have to keep learning and growing in our small business. So here's a couple of ways that you can keep growing and developing new skills. You can do this by reaching out to people who are successful in your field. You know, of course, reading, you know, you can take courses. There's so much information on the internet now, right? There's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of wisdom that is just out there waiting on you, right? But all you have to do is take the time to find it, okay? Now, trust me on this. The best investment in your small business is to grow your business in a profitable status, right? Is to invest in yourself, okay? Now, when I started my business a few years ago, one of the most important lessons I learned right off the bat was that I could not do this by myself. I cannot run, start, run, grow, even the podcast, right? We have to have other people, producers. We have to have people that edit what we say and what we mean, right? So that it makes sense to you, the listener, okay? You know, I even have business coaches that, you know, help me to find the way or lead me the way and even recommend that these are the best practices or these are the best ways that I can deploy whatever the solution is I'm looking for or even the information I'm sharing with you today on this podcast, right? They help me, my business coaches help me to level up on the skills I need to be successful in my small business. And point number seven, please, ma'am, please, sir, get a CPA. Get a CPA, right? Certified Public Accountant. The last step that you need to take, if you want to get your business to $1 million in 2023, and this is an easy one, really, right? Invest in your company's financial health and hire a great CPA, okay? Now, I'm not talking about an accountant who does, you know, your invoices, who does your payroll, right? But I'm talking about someone who understands it can take advantage of different tax strategies, okay? Seek a tax consultant in your local community, in your business market, right? Now, the thing is, they're not just going to help you save, you know, loads of money, but they will make sure that your business is in the green where you want it to be and not in the red.
We want to thank our corporate sponsor, Auxilium Community Development Corporation. But more importantly, we want to thank you, the listener. Check us out on our website at startrungrowpodcast.com and subscribe to our podcast on the platform of your choice. Until next time, always keep moving forward.
So there you have it, the seven simple steps to take to grow your business from zero to $1 million. And yes, I know these seem very simple, but trust me, these are not easy by any means. So it's time that you get started, and it's time that you take action to be successful in 2023.